Right now, those guys that carry the ball out, usually they stop doing that when they get the pros. Some pros don't miss the ball when it's out there.
Well, the guy up Chicago created the fumbles. Mm-hmm. Bulldog Turner.
Mm-hmm.
He was a great guy to hit a guy standing up and hold him. See, mm-hmm. he'd stop him.
Mm-hmm.
Then it was the nearest man's problem to either put a head in him or a fist. And he always parted with the ball.
That'll do it. This guy, I grew up around Washington, D.C., so, or in the Virginia part. But I just follow the Redskins, which, of course, you gotta be loyal, because the Redskins used to just lose every Sunday.
And, well, that Sammy Baugh would have been a good fellow to talk to.
He had
a dialect all of his own.
Well, he was right after, he was after my time. He was, but when I used to follow him in the 50s, they were just pitiful. They just lose to everybody. But they have they have some good guys now. They have this guy, Hamburger, is what I was thinking of. He strips the ball away from mm-hmm. people. But, anyway. I wondered if you maybe, you say, were you a stock farmer then, basically? Or
I have been, yes.
Mm-hmm.
We had everything, what you call diversified farming.
Mm-hmm.
We had a small place, 120 acres. We had hogs, cattle.
Was this right around here, or?
Well, I still got it. It's over on the other corner.
Uh-huh.
120 acres, only have 100 here.
Uh-huh.
But we raise poultry, turkeys, and chickens.
Mm-hmm. I'm scribbling, don't mind. Yeah. Just pay.
But as specialization was forcing the small operator out, why, we just start dropping, and
mm-hmm.
about 10 years ago, dropped all the livestock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you're basically you still farm at this point?
Well, I'm not farming this year. I farmed last year, but I'm not farming this year.
Mm-hmm.
I rent it to my son.
Mm-hmm. So, are you at this point pretty much retired? Or?
Yes, I'm tired and retired. I had a stroke 3 years ago, and
mm-hmm.
it's what would you say? Left me with somewhat of a handicap.
Mm-hmm. You say you were born right around here, and
I was born in Jordan Township, which is about 8-10 miles south of here.
Okay, this is Union Township.
Right.
Yeah.
You go past Newton, and then the next one's Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What about your parents and grandparents? What we're trying to do is. See, part of this is that a lot of times people's parents are from somewhere else,
yeah.
or from different parts of the country. Mm-hmm. We can try to trace things. That are
Mother's folks came from Kentucky,
mm-hmm.
but mother was born in Nebraska, and then they came back here.
Mm-hmm.
And father's folks on one side came out of Missouri.
They came from Missouri?
Yeah.
Here's
something I picked up about a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
Civil War discharge. There's these pictures that's been pasted over.
GAR is Grand Army of the Republic. Right?
Mm-hmm. And he was one of the first what would you say, implants or operations? He got a musket over the head.
No.
They put a piece of silver in his skull.
Of silver?
Yeah.
Huh.